And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Shannon Hoagland, Seton Bryan, both involved with the upcoming Sitka Community Theater production, an adaptation of Jane Austen's novel Sense and Sensibility. Shannon, you're the producer. Seton, you're going to be trying out. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Hello.
Hey.
All righty. So let's start off by talking about the adaptation itself. Many people are familiar with Sense and Sensibility. If not the novel, then at least the film adaptations. Let's talk about this one. It's a comedic adaptation.
Well, Jane Austen is comedy. I mean, if you're reading it right. But this is more comedic than the ones you've seen in the past. This is an adaptation that was done in this past year by Kate Hamill. It was off-Broadway, and that's what got us interested. Sotera Perez, the director, found this play, read the reviews, read how it was staged, and got really inspired by it. It kind of defines itself as having like minimal set, multiple scene changes, flexible casting. In some cases, you have men playing women. You have a small cast playing multiple roles. It's kind of meant to be done on a small stage, which we will take to the next level by having on a larger stage. But it's an intimate production. But I think what the script suggested to Sotera is like motion, a lot of physical comedy, just kind of an outside-the-box production, like not big sets, not big fancy costumes, but a story told in a different way. So expect the actors to be moving around a lot on stage and for there to be a lot of comedy just through the acting and through the adaptation. And I think it helps if you know the play. You don't have to know the play, but I think when we read it through, we had a little trial read of sections of it. I think what we liked about it were some of the stage directions and the way the lines came across. And some of them are straight Austen, and others are, you know, an adaptation of Austen. But we could see how it would be done on stage, and that's why we liked it when we read it.
So, Seton, you're a veteran Sitka Community Theater actor.
That's right.
What is it about this production that is interesting to you? Or exciting or draws you to it?
Yeah. One thing that Shannon pointed out was like how physical everything's going to be and how the play, oh geez, how the play I'm totally blanking right now. I'm sorry. Exciting?
Yeah, you talked a little bit about like how physical it is and how you'll get a chance to play more than one part. And I think you pointed out the gossips as being a point of intrigue.
I actually really wanted to be a gossip.
Let's talk about that. Why did you really want to be a gossip?
I thought about what parts were even available, and I have no idea what I'm going to get. But the gossips function as a Greek chorus in terms of they move the story along and they get to swap in and out of what's going on in the play about moving the set around, and most importantly, they keep people up to date with what's going on, and they do that by gossiping about everything, about all the characters, and it's really funny, and they speak in tandem. They dance around. In some instances, they even form parts of the set, and that I think like there's a part where they actually form the bed that two characters are sleeping in. They pretend they all stand up and like form the banisters.
They hold up a sheet.
They hold up a sheet, and then the two characters stand in front of them and pretend to be lying down. And I hope we get to do that. And there's just a lot of mechanisms with the gossips in this play that like form, that really make it take shape.
And they cut out a lot of the boring parts, like the parts that you might fall asleep in while you're reading Jane Austen. Who knows how this entailment works at the beginning of the play? It's like, oh my gosh, this is like not a great start to a novel, but the gossips kind of sum it up all together at once, and you're having five people kind of talking at you at the same time.
And there will be opportunities potentially for actors to act more than one role.
Yeah. In fact, in the original, in this original production, there's only, there are what, like 23, 22 parts, and there were only one, two, like nine or ten actors that really filled up the whole thing.
So that, Seton, you can give your professional input on this. That must be both challenging and really interesting for an actor to be able to have that kind of diversity within one performance of playing multiple roles.
Yeah, it depends. But like on the different characters you're playing, but especially like if you have to switch off like playing men and women for a gossip. But there's a couple parts that are single cast, and those are the Dashwood sisters. And those are the most, those are the central characters for the play. And then everyone else has, in the original production anyway, everyone else had two or three additional roles.
Yeah, the Dashwoods are like the straight man. Straight
so
women.
So auditions are coming up noon on Sunday, January 8th, 6 p.m. Monday, January 9th. Let's talk about the audition process. What should people know if they're considering this?
They should get a hold of the audition materials, and I can either send them to you on email, or I, the audition materials are what we call sides. I mean, these are this is all language you learn if you come to one audition. But it's about 8 pages, 10 pages of material. And you can kind of get a look at the roles. And you can kind of start getting your mouth around the characters, because we really want to see the acting, not just how well you read something the first time you're reading it. So there'll be people here who came to the trial read who've read this before. And they're going to be able to show a little bit more character than you would if you're coming in cold. You're welcome to come in cold, and maybe you... you do really well at that, or maybe you're going to decide at the last minute. But if you're at all thinking about it, I have, you know, a lot of piles of paper that you can come pick up at the Sentinel where I work. The other thing you should know is that it's always a challenge. We always challenge the directors to make sure the people who come to auditions, even if they don't get cast, to get something out of the process. So we'll play a lot of like acting games. We'll do, sometimes we do improv. I think for Spelling Bee, we did some improv exercises. You'll be asked to flip from one role to the other, whether you're interested or not. We're going to look for, I think Sotera will be looking for flexibility in the actors and their ability to take direction and how they respond to the direction. But even if you're a first-time actor, you probably will get a role. I mean, unless you, unless we really don't find, unless Sotera doesn't find a good role that, you know, suits your skills. But I guess our goal is for it to be fun, the audition process. It's going to be intimidating no matter what, because that's just how auditioning is. You might not be relaxed when you get there, but it's a great group of people. And we've had a few people, you know, who showed up to Radio Theater, and they're going to come back. And we just like to keep... you know, we like to have like our stock company members, people like Seton, who's incredibly castable. And then we like to see fresh faces and see how they do. We had I think, two new people last year for Spelling Bee, and they were awesome. And I think it was the first time either of them had been on stage as actors. So it's great to, it's great that people take a risk and try to do something different in their life and show off a different side of them. And I don't know if you're in, you can also come and just watch, and then maybe you'll be inspired to try out. But yeah, the main thing is to call me. My name is on the posters. Sotera's name is on the poster, and get the audition materials, and also come ready to move. Like, you know, it doesn't mean you wear shorts, but if you wear clothes that are like, you know, like don't wear a short skirt.
Feel comfortable.
You should be comfortable moving around. It's not like we're going to push you over, but you know, from what we could read in the stage directions, it's very physical in terms of being able to move. But we do have spectators at our, we have our factotum, Bill Davis, who likes to come to our auditions and give feedback.
And Seton, any suggestions for folks
auditioning?
Yep.
It's a very social process. There's no like being sanctioned off into one room with the director, and like we'll be bouncing off each other, and I'll be in one room together and constantly pairing off and reading parts different ways, obviously. And most importantly, you shouldn't, like, yeah, it could be a little scary if you've never auditioned for anything before, but compared to, like, a scary audition process for a production, like, down south, this is so nice. Like, it is so low pressure. You can come and hang out, basically, to audition, and that's the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have coffee and treats, and it'll be fun. You can meet new people if you don't, if you haven't met any of the people who like theater, and we're all big theater enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. We're geeks.
Okay. So, again, auditions start at noon on Sunday, January 8th, at the Rasmussen Center on the Fine Arts Campus. And a number to call, 738.
Oh, and there's a second day, 6
and
p.m.
Second, yep, it starts on Sunday, continues on Monday, 738-0602.
Right, and you can come to either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And show dates happen in March, the end of March. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, I'll be talking to you in a couple weeks about Broadway Night. Mm-hmm. That's coming up as well.
Okay. So, theater folks, get your theater on and turn out for Sense and Sensibility.
Thanks for having
Great,
us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Seton Bryan, Shannon Hoagland, both with Sitka Community Theater's upcoming production of Sense and Sensibility. Sitka Community Theater is a project of the Greater Sitka Arts Council.